This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, now a lesson in hubris CEO style. Tesla had its earnings call with analysts yesterday, a chance for those analysts to ask questions of top company officials, and those top company officials most of the time, a chance for them to give those analysts the corporate line. Not so, though, Tesla and CEO Elon Musk. Here is just a snippet of the company's call yesterday.
And so where specifically will you be in terms of capital requirement?
Next. Boring bonehead questions are not cool. Next.
Bonehead questions are not cool. Next. Bad quality tape there, but that's what he said. Here's another one, minus the actual question, which, as it happens, was about the car. Musk has staked basically the entire company on the Tesla Model 3.
These questions are so dry. They're killing me.
Questions are so dry, they're killing me, he said. The funny thing is, Tesla's earnings were better than analysts expected. The challenge for the company now, though, is to make the turn from those pricey models S and X to the mass market 3. And as Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports, a whole lot of things need to go right for him.
Musk says Tesla will be a year late on its promise to deliver 5,000 Model 3s per week. And the company posted a record loss last quarter, burning through nearly $1 billion in cash. The spending and delays are troubling to some investors, but Auto Pacific analyst Ed Kim says,
I'm actually in some ways kind of surprised that they're as far along as they are. Going from being a niche automaker and scaling that all the way up to Model 3 levels, which is a much more mainstream high-volume car, would be a challenge for anybody.
So right now, Tesla has more than 450,000 customers still waiting for their Model 3s. It's paying 40,000 employees and building a huge battery factory. Gartner analyst Mike Ramsey says Wall Street has serious questions about Tesla's cash flow.
Just the sheer size of their capital investments make it more dangerous for them to have these big production slows down, even though they have clear demand for the product.
Musk has acknowledged Tesla's highly automated factories are partly to blame for delays.
Detroit automakers learned a long time ago that not every job is cut out for automation, that you need a human.
Auto Trader analyst Michelle Krebs says Tesla has more to learn from the auto industry it's disrupting, but
when we read the history books, we will look back on Elon Musk and Tesla as turning the tide in terms of more electric vehicles.
Gartner's Mike Ramsey says the company's ambitions are so far keeping it afloat.
Tesla, if this was just a normal company, they'd be out of business already, but they're not a normal company.
For Musk, normal was never the goal. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.